From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Negotiations continue to finalize a nuclear deal between six world powers and Iran. Those who are close to the talks are optimistic that the negotiators can overcome obstacles and reach a full accord before the June 30th deadline. And the parties have set for themselves, as VOA's Heather Murdoch reports now from Vienna, a final deal could also help rescue Iran's economy.
On a drizzly Saturday, high-level talks between Iran, the U.S., Russia, China, France, Britain, and Germany began again. Diplomats hope for the last time before a deal is struck. The goal in Vienna is to prevent Iran from building nuclear weapons in exchange for relief from international sanctions that are crushing the Iranian economy. Hardliners in both Iran and the U.S. are against the deal, with both groups saying the deal favors the other country. But diplomats say curbing Iran's nuclear program could lift war clouds between Iran and the West here in Austria, making the region more peaceful for years to come. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Vienna.
Kurdish fighters have driven out the Islamic State group from the Syrian border town of Kobani. Happened 2 days after the jihadists took over several of the town's neighborhoods. At least 174 civilians have been killed in the conflict there. Police in northeastern Nigeria say two female suicide bombers were killed by one of their own bombs Saturday while trying to hitch a ride toward the city of Maiduguri. Local police officer tells VOA that the women stood on the side of a road and were trying to flag down a vehicle in Jacana about 40 kilometers west of Maiduguri. Police officer says motorists around Maiduguri have become wary of picking up female hitchhikers because of potential suicide bombings. This is VOA News. The Greek parliament has voted to accept Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras' call for a referendum on July the 5th on a proposed reform needed to get bailout funds. Late-night vote in Athens Saturday began hours after the Eurozone ministers refused to extend the bailout program Athens desperately needs. Greek authorities Friday unilaterally ended negotiations to end the financial assistance set to expire on June 30th. Alexander Stubb is Finland's finance minister.
Well, I think we're much better prepared than we were in 2011, 2012. We obviously have a banking union, we have crisis mechanisms and institutions in place. So I do not see the risk of contamination.
The European Central Bank is set to meet later today amid fears Greece's banks will be unable to open on Monday, while Germany said the Eurozone would do everything to protect contagion through the single currency. Tunisian Prime Minister Habib Assid scrambled on Saturday to boost security as thousands of foreign tourists fled his country following a terrorist attack at a seaside resort. Mr. Assid ordered many army reservists deployed at hotels and other tourist sites and said that some 80 mosques in the North African country known for radical preaching would be shut down. At least 38 people were killed and dozens more wounded Friday when a young Tunisian militant disguised as a tourist opened fire on a private beach and other facilities. The beach crowded on Friday with European and regional tourists was empty on Saturday, blocked off by police tape. Tunisia's health ministry said Saturday it had identified the bodies of 17 people from Britain, Germany, Ireland, Belgium, and Portugal while still trying to identify others shot dead on the beach. In the U.S., hundreds of heavily armed police officers in a remote part of New York State are focusing their hunt for a prison escapee on a deadly wooded area near the Clinton Correctional Facility. Officials say convicted killer David Sweat may have a tough time eluding authorities now that he is alone. His fellow escapee, Richard Matt, was shot and killed by police on Friday. Two men staged a spectacular escape from the prison more than 3 weeks ago. Clinton County Sheriff David Favreau says there is no evidence to suggest the two had split up before Friday's shooting, so searchers are concentrating their search near the spot where Matt was killed. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.